Yes, and now welcome again to another action from Inside Europe Alliance. Yes, today we will talk plenty about the UEFA Champions League final we happened over the weekend. And you want to talk to yes, for Pep Guardiola, the misery, the wahala, the disappointment, the thing continued for him. Congratulations to all Chelsea fans. First off, we guys congratulate them because of waiting. They don't try to achieve this season. This season don't be like, say, yes, then go flop, but they no go finish for top four. They no go win trophy. But last, Papa God, when they ever disappoint? The God we serve. Yes, he did for Chelsea. And you want to say, yes, good one for them based on the fact they finally they win their second Champions League. They don't become the Warriors of London, like it or not. But I welcome my guys to this RNG, this package for internet one. This matter. Basically, we'll just talk about the UEFA Champions League final we happened. And first off, Moku, start with Chelsea, Bucci, and then you talk about the tactics from Thomas Tuchel. Fantastic way for them from the first half, from the blast of the whistle. They don't start to say they won't win this match. They won't win this match.
Honestly, like I came up to the talk about Thomas Tuchel. From day one, if you know me well, give me my flower. Give me my damn flower. In fact, give me plantation. Plantation boys. Two-face and face. Don't give me black face. Give me two-face and face. Mm. Because I always help this man from day one. Mm. I've been a one believer. I remember when Chelsea announced the one signed Tuchel, a lot of Chelsea fans say, no! The second on PSG, I'd be like, oh, chapaleko, lateko, latete. This man, they very, very special. In a German man. And one thing we go like what German men be say, Germans then get structure.
Mm. Yeah.
Check out the German managers, then get structure first.
Just like their league.
Like Klopp, like Flick, what we have. Three German back-to-back Champions League.
Yeah.
We also get young Germans right now, like Nigel Nagelsmann.
Julian Nagelsmann.
Then get structure. And this man come Chelsea, we no get structure. Can't give them that structure. Change the mentality to a winning team. Honestly, I think Chelsea fans need to put respect for this man name. For what he done. The work with Chelsea. They said him at you. That one different. This one don't give Chelsea future. And the kind of player we then get. The sooner that final we see that Kai Havertz. The man everybody shot saying a waste of money. If you don't go away and score, he don't win back the money you buy. Shout out to all Chelsea fans. They call Chelsea fans tout. Greece say you be tout. You be Champions League winning tout.
Thank
There's
you.
There's a difference to that thing.
Thank you.
Shout out to Chelsea. Oh, not too much.
But Sexy Joe, you want to talk about Kai Havertz and you guys give up to Kai Havertz. That goal was fantastic, and the idea say Ingers beat Ederson first, balance cell, look post, see where Ingofi put the ball, and the ball enter empty net. For me, I feel say Kai Havertz done the proving words. If they give her the chance, forget £72 million or over £72 million they used by him. Where did everybody the shot say, oh, whoa, but the bros not finally deliver.
You see,
and on the biggest stage.
On the biggest stage, yes, I totally agree. Even not on the biggest stage, the guys still they deliver. And of course, I also want to use this opportunity to also, you know, commend Timo Werner. If he no score, but at least they create havoc.
He missed chances for that final.
Yes, he missed chances.
About two chances.
But the truth is, this man, whether they call Thomas Tuchel, one way or the other, don't they bring out the best team? Players, maybe say many people don't write off. You understand? Many people they talk and say they carry big bogey, go buy Kai Havertz, buy Timo Werner, and they don't see anything. But whether we like him or not, from the day where we say this man, whether the Cottage don't take over, we don't see a totally different side to Chelsea's game. We don't see these players come to play. Unlike before, we say then they feel relaxed and you know, consign me.
But you
not
spoil that, man.
But as he did, so we don't see what in their feet do. Credit to all members of the team, even including those where they bench, because you see a player like Olivier Giroud, yes, he no play. It not starts with them for that final, but the truth is, the man that called Olivier Giroud gets 6 goals to his name for this UEFA Champions League. So what are we talking about here? Everybody played there. The same players where we say Lampard won't sell off. The same player where we say he won't
bench. Lampard
doesn't.
They're not reached the winter.
Exactly. Now the same players, the same set of players where we say Thomas Tuchel carry.
That is to say, the stone that the builder rejected
has become the edge.
Mm-hmm. You got it. Something got like it. That. You got it.
A lot of time, people wrote me off. Wait, hold on, Mr. Man.
You never even begin to see Kai Havertz.
Come next season, you go see more.
Yes, more. Even of Timo Werner, you go come good next season.
Jovita, wait. Let me take this opportunity to tell everybody. I'm a successful man today, even if I lost 2 mansions. You know that I tell you, say, for this package now, I put 2 mansions, 2 big motor down. This is a useless man.
You put moto? I said a match was able.
Two moto, two mansion.
Oh, you don't change again.
I don't know.
I thought it's a two moto. I thought
no, a mansion.
Why you follow me by the moto.
Okay,
you
no
follow
best.
Me drop.
No
this man will use. Do I like Korodu? He made me lose my mansion and my moto. Don't
too
worry.
Too bad. But you coming to Pep Guardiola? People don't have yeah been live. Hey, Chimo Chapale.
It has only begun.
Everybody don't hear about say how which kind of thinking is the thinker? What's in the reason? Why in they overthink football? Why you no go start DM? Why allow about 5 midfielders Naomi use? In fact, not even more self. Naomi use for that team selection for Manchester City. What's go wrong? She not because they no start Fernandinho or not because they no start Rodri? What it happened to Pep?
You know what, I don't go back to go analyze the situation. I could talk about the first time we say Klopp and Pep and Tuchel meet. He played two defensive midfielders in Rodri and Fernandinho. They lose that match. Two DM, they lose. The second match, he played one DM in Fernandinho. They still lose that match. The third match, final, you know, complete DM. They're constantly waiting to lose the match. What he go tell you? He tell you, say, yes, Pep do what he's supposed to, but I'm not going to blame him with that DM nonsense. Just give the brilliance and the glory and the honor to Tuchel. Because in outmuscle tactically, mentally, emotionally, he make Pep start to the fear. Pep can start to the play to stop Chelsea. Instead to attack Chelsea, Pep no can play in your system again. So even if Fernandinho play, even if Rodri play, even if Makelele come out of retirement come play, if John Mikel Obi play, if Emerson play, the best of DNs play that match, I think it's not the obvious Chelsea go win. Look the match, Chelsea players, they very comfortable. Check them well. From their body composure, like I go pick out three players, no verse, Rudiger. They play like say, fantastic. If you know, if they play like say, Pep collecting girlfriend, wahala day. You get that young boy, Rhys James, that yesterday. Yeah. Now, they are not say, are they impressed with Rhys James? Normally, are they call him scam. But yesterday, they said, no, EFCC cannot arrest me. Right now, I'm the king of right backs. Play so well. And that money they call Kante. So, players, Chelsea players, put more into wanting the game. So, I don't go blame Pep tactically. But I don't know what I want him to do. Ain't gonna lose that match. Just give the glory and the honor and adoration. Yes, he no be God though, but he made Jesus Christ of Chelsea. In him, not Thomas Tuchel.
Yes, and you want to talk say for Pep Guardiola, sexy Joe, like him or not? Yes, we will know saying maybe he make mistake for not playing DM, recognize DM. But you want to talk say in players themselves, they no step up to the occasion. Raheem Sterling, Riyad Mahrez. We don't really see them for that final, if you ask me.
You know, it happens sometimes when you don't prepare yourself. Say, today, if I go this interview, I go kill him. I go that. You go reach there, you go just know, say, you just mess up. Not be your intention to mess up. You know the work. You know what they go there, go do. But maybe because of, shall I go say, nah.
Lackluster.
You don't do.
No, not lackluster.
You don't shut up your mouth.
No, maybe they feel jitter. Now, their first final. Their first ever final for their history. Chelsea don't go there before. Man, you beat them.
Yes.
You understand? And then said they don't get that experience. They come now back. They win them. You understand? They win them that first time. Can't win them this second time again. So, I don't go really talk, say, Pep, no be better coach or anything like that. I go talk, say, Now, just how it take come out that day. Then prepare, then ready. See how they play. 12 games. They don't lose any game prior to the final.
So you know if he fought...
Although Chelsea lost to and draw 3 and win the rest.
You know if he fought Sterling or Riyad Mahrez, we don't step up.
I know if he fought, they say they don't step up because it can happen to any human being. It can happen to
this
all
one
of
was
us
a useless,
every day.
Selection.
You go, don't make up your mind. It doesn't... Bucci get and spot on. It no matter the selection. How many times this guy don't beat him?
Yeah, but
he don't play DM.
Sometimes players always rise up to the occasion sometimes.
Yes,
because
yeah,
I did particular about Ryan Sterling.
I agree. Even I don't even expect her to even start Sterling for that game. Because of we know how far with this season take off for Raheem Sterling. Yeah. But unfortunately, if you say maybe Sterling gets something to offer and for that final, he got it all wrong. But then bad days they did like that. No be their time to win the Champions League. But at least they don't experience what it feel like today for final to play final.
Exactly.
So if God help them, they reach final the next time, then go winner.
And Papito, you want to say I know say you get bad belay right now for Sterling. Because say no play well. In fact, you go buy Jesse for the sake of Manchester City, but then fall your hand.
You see,
do you want to blame it on Swai and Sterling?
You see where the Jesse
come? You know why they come down now?
Why are you coming?
He don't send apology, letter of apology.
Oh, I see.
And he promised me to, you know, refocus. Oh, the Jesse, why I buy?
Wow. Mm.
Nobody want you buy. These are your only friends, Jesse. What is life?
Okay, moving on.
No one buy.
No one buy.
You buy plenty.
Thank you.
You buy plenty.
Continue.
Moving on. We'll sharply talk about N'Golo Kanté, the double exhaust, the man with the double engine. And then you guys give him, say, this man don't do him best. People don't come out to contact, say, now just from quarterfinal, we side the Sian. But we know it to N'Golo Kanté.
Any team, any day. N'Golo Kanté don't show us, say, him be the king of consistency.
Yeah.
This season, don't forget, saying get some small injuries.
Injuries, yes.
You know, to play very well for the start of the season.
Even under Lampard.
Under Lampard, they shake.
Hear some rumors, say, that time.
Exactly. So he just gets himself towards the end of the season, especially when it mattered the most. Champions
League. And he came
good. And this guy, the good thing about N'Golo Kanté, not be about the play, and personality. Like, it did very, very hard for everybody to like you for team. It did very hard. It's just like saying, when everybody dislike you, something did wrong about you.
Yeah.
But when everybody like you, something they write about
that's
you.
That's why the guests
we don't
like
see N'Golo Kanté for that French national team. All of them, they carry out for head. All of them, they carry out for head. Same thing for Chelsea. This man, he's going to be 30 this year. He shows this man, he gets maybe a blessing or something like that. What thing will help N'Golo Kanté? I didn't say don't marry.
Yeah.
Now, only woman go fit change him.
No,
that Muslim self. Woman, they follow Muslim. Now, only woman go fit change him. If you go meet one girl, go break her heart. He go be can't A, not can't A. But right now, I wish I were talking about N'Golo Kanté.
And sexy Joe, people don't they talk, say, yes, Inga's day in contention
make
for
this no
world best.
Or Sapa London. All
FIFA best.
Go change life.
Ballon d'Or. If you say Kanté don't ripe to be at least the podium
overripe.
Finish.
Overripe. If there's a guy where we say fit continuously, they chalk out a better performance anytime we say we call him on Nakante. Unless just as Bucci take talk and as we all know, he gets injured that period where we say you know can they play and all that. But all the same, Kanté na guy where we say when you call him to the party, he go come with full force and he go give you the best where we say he can. They give him all in body, in soul, everything where we say they do. Kanté na player where we say any coach fit count on and he go definitely deliver for that person. So definitely I feel say whether he start from quarterfinal or not, he make great impact. He follow inside people where we say hand this Champions League trophy, give Chelsea. So if anybody deserves, because right now, if you check forward now, from that time where we say he start to the play for that quarterfinals, how many players are there as consistent as N'Golo Kanté? How many players, in fact, he for on their way to the final, then beat how many big teams?
Real Madrid.
And this guy pockets all the whole people. Can't take them, catch cruise. So if anybody deserves, unless they want rubber, if anybody deserves
especially
to be giving,
Ballon d'Or.
Yes.
No,
that Ballon d'Or. That Ballon d'Or, go give it to Lewandowski.
No, Ballon d'Or, na French.
You know,
French,
they don't divide them. No, they still they do and
but just, they talk. Now, French might not be saying a French award, though.
Now, French award, FIFA buy and FIFA can't leave and
no,
back.
But exactly, they don't leave and
back.
But
now,
separate awards.
Now, still for footballers.
Separate awards
for footballers, yes.
Timmy, I love N'Golo Kanté.
Okay.
Everything.
But you know
confirm player, but what best? No. In every way, no. Because I go
So this season, who don't at least outshine him?
In every way, there's nobody. I say one robbery with Lewandowski. Nobody. Brigia yesterday good for Germany. 42 goals or 41 goals. Isn't that beans?
42 goals.
Because they don't win Champions League. No, no. Consistency. Winning what best? Not be about say you play well for 5 games. Not about you play well for marathon. No be. If then give Kanté this award. No.
41 goals for Lewandowski.
For Lewandowski, help Bayern Munich win everything. He was very, very consistent. One in all day.
Actually, not only Bundesliga they win.
Talking about personal record and also club record, at least they want something.
The only thing one no
be Champions League. No, oh wait now. World Cup now, best player now. Only if you win Champions League, you best player. No, now about consistency, and he has been doing it for a long, long time. Somebody that can't say what best right now. What he can't do?
Wait.
No. He's not supposed to win anyone. What he can't do?
Why not supposed to win anyone?
What he can't do?
You see, that's
chill
the
now,
problem.
Chill. Make my point. Look, Casemiro no do double for Real Madrid when they win Champions League back-to-back-to-back. What he can't do when Toni Kroos no do when they win Champions League back-to-back-to-back. What he can't do when Sergio Busquets no do double
Kante has been carrying teams since 1904.
Relax, calm down, calm down. More than very, very honest, looking at Champions League journey, these guys did far, far better than Kante. The difference right now, we say, Kante they do when other players don't lead their own form. At that time, the likes of Messi, the likes of Ronaldo still did there. So everybody, I come out for there. He can't put for the other people's face. But Kante, what be, I think that insults in every way because players don't do far better than Kante. Before you give Kante what best, you go even call Hurricane first, before you even call Kante.
Call which Hurricane?
Hurricane, we don't win anything.
You know, one thing I understand about this award, where I feel Seno go reach, I said that they always look at forwards. Forwards, people where they score goal. People where they start. Yes, now so then they look at them. And that is why you see some very good midfielders, some very good defenders, they miss out on this award.
Instead of giving Kante, they change. So give Papito.
I beg.
I can't take what Kante can take.
You are stupid. At the first one, you're very stupid.
So he won at least one award because of waiting he don't do so.
None of the match now.
Now you collect man of the match against Real Madrid, home and away.
Yes.
Man of the match,
but the guy deserves more because he don't really do well for Chelsea. This guy don't carry teams. He don't carry Leicester City here. Now he come Chelsea, come carry. Even though the little time we say he know there, we see say that they feel that presence of Kante. But anytime Kante there, you see how things they take pan out for Chelsea. Even if they don't win game, but at least you go feel, say yes, this guy is everywhere.
He's everywhere.
And now you are talking to good one for N'Golo Kante. Finally, before we come out for today, Moku just sharply project into next season and talk about what Tuchel he bring to this Chelsea side. What thing I think say we could expect from Tuchel and what in go change in terms of a title like Premier League they would go for, or they go still won't go for the Champions League again. What do you expect from Thomas Tuchel next season?
Timmy, let me project here now.
Oh, yeah, project.
You know that our people they talk of something. If old man sit down, they look something. People like small boys like Obuchi,
small girls like Jovita.
If they climb a tree, they're not going to see anything.
But I'm short for you. Now, who they climb a tree?
Shut up your mouth. Is it by height? For Papi FC Ministers, San Diego Ghost, we don't see the future of the next season. I don't talk him before. You know, I talk him earlier on. I talk just to collect this year.
You know, Collect what team? Champions League.
Sexy Joe.
For me, I see a very tight race come next season because Chelsea don't. In fact, Chelsea and Man City, in a way, don't raise the bar. You understand? I know, say, Liverpool, Tottenham Hotspur raise the bar when they win the Champions League the other time, but this time around, they don't raise the bar. And of course, with the way we say City carry win the Premiership, it shows, say, every team now come next season, everywhere go tight. But if anybody can give anybody a run for that title, I see Chelsea doing exactly that. And for Thomas Tuchel, you know, say he come when season done, they almost finish. Just few months to the end of the season, now he come. So he never really get that chance to experiment, to check how his team go be. This Nama will be say, because of say he get better IQ when it comes to football, and I make him feel put this team together and deliver this trophy as he take deliver. So come next season, especially those in front line, he go work on them. He go work on a person like Timo Werner, or if possible, bring in somebody, because I don't see this guy trusting people like Tammy Abraham. You know, go trust that guy. So he go one, or even if you go trust him, he go try bring out the best like Pep they do with some of his players. Maybe say, even though you good, he go make you better. So I see Thomas Tuchel doing the same thing, but Chelsea go come strong, go strong where we'll come next season.
And but you finally, if you say Chelsea definitely go ruffle feather, especially from Pep Guardiola and Jurgen Klopp.
100%. What I like about Tuchel, we say, after running with the Champions League, I can't watch an interview. This na man will be very ambitious. In talk say this now, in the want to think about this one. Say in the think about winning more
the future
next season. Next season. Normally, he gets clause with a special clause within the contract. Say, if he wins something big, special clause. Special clause means, say, you know what's going to happen.
Clause today.
Shut up. Special clause Africa.
Because he gets loud mouth.
Oh, yeah, special clause, they dear.
Clause.
With the clause, now, special clause, they dear. He be clout on his own.
Where they made the clout, bros?
Special clout, they be saying.
No, now, leave before he go call lackluster.
If he win the Champions League, he go get extension automatically. Because you know, expect to win Champions League in the first place. That's now why he did very, very special. So I expect Chelsea to do something big next season. Before when they stop. Like, I like what Jovita talk, but the first time in history, get more strikers and more creative players.
Yeah.
Messi Mount get too much responsibility to create too much for them. Yes, he make good assists.
There was an Hakim Ziyech when no play at all.
Ziyech now as they assist, but he assists more from the wings. And Ziyech no gets the energy to run around. That when Ziyech did for Ajax, then the pass will give him. In the like do one or two things. But he did for Chelsea, where you need to walk for the ball. He no get that strength to walk. That difference between him and Messi Mount. So you go put in Messi Mount energy. More than ZS technicality because you need energy. Player will go run around the pitch. That will be different. But you know what, Timmy? You can call this stupid or call this foolish or anything. I believe the Arsenal will win the Premier League next season. I don't get that feeling. No. We'll go come back to this video.
Stupid
we'll
or foolish?
We'll go come back.
I call it the two.
We'll go
come stupid, back. Foolish.
Timmy, we'll come back to this video. Hopefully, God will keep us here next season.
Amen.
When he go, you give my flower. I bet you Arsenal will win the Champions League. No, the Premier League next season.
I also want to say, come next season, the man with the record, Thomas Tuchel, go also, you know, give some players like Hakim Ziyech more time and integrate them more into that team. Because I feel say these guys get plenty of things to offer.
Go leave. Yes, and from them, my people will go take finito. Every week on time, yes, the UEFA Champions League analysis, we don't talk about. Because all those ones are based on Chelsea finally finished the season on the high. Then win the Champions League, beat one of the best teams so far this season. beat Manchester City. Till we come away again next season as a continue of all your answer. Men are they catching and men are continue to watch every of our videos on top of our YouTube channel. Try subscribe to this channel, Football Republic NG. Now in the channel where they watch. And make sure say you did subscribe to this channel. Thank you very much, everybody, for watching and for staying with us this season. Till I enter my yard again next time, men are they catching. Niger at the halo.
La ba. You know, you shake me, keep you out of yourself.
Fuck you.
Keep you out of yourself. Who the fuck you?